When you are drawn to the copper colours, you have more than likely gone through a period of transformation and change in your life, and it's as if you've come out on the other side, but you're still in a process of transition and finding your feet, finding an identity, finding something that makes sense to you. The copper is made up of three different colours, the primary colours, the red, yellow and blue, kind of mixed together, and it looks all muddy and brown. So that kind of explains or lets us know that we're in a stage of where we haven't quite yet discovered which is going to be our true colour, which is the one we're going to be embracing as the next phase of our life. You know, am I going to do life in a yellow way, which is very joyful, and approach it with a kind of childlike exuberance? Or am I going to embrace life in a blue way, which is going to be very calm, and it's going to be very cool, and it's going to have lots of thought and feeling around it, and you can do it with a lot of faith and trust? Or am I going to do life in a very red way, which is just passionately embrace it and push myself forward and really motivate myself to get things done and pay a lot of attention to my material world? So all those options are there when you're in a brown or a copper phase of your life. You really are sitting in a space where you're beginning to identify what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And when you're in this phase of your life, you need to be very, very patient with yourself. And that patience especially needs to be a part of your daily routine when you feel pressured from the outside environment that you should be getting on with something in your life. You should be making decisions. You should be moving forward. You must ignore all those shoulds and what you're supposed to be doing and need to be doing, and really just go inside of yourself and make friends with the new you that's beginning to emerge. One of the ways you get through a phase like this is really deeply connecting to the earth. Now, it might sound a little bit fluffy, but seriously, go for a walk. Go and walk bare feet. Go and if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, go walk in the snow. Don't walk bare feet there, of course, put some boots on. But really get yourself out into nature, connecting with fresh air, connecting with animals, connecting with vegetation, wherever that is possible, because that just has such a good grounding feeling to your body that it's safe while all these changes and these decisions that are going to come your way are going to have to be made. This is a really good time to be inspired. So reading autobiographies or watching movies that are based on true stories that are inspirational. Because very often we can get our inspiration from the teachers and people who've had experiences around us. And that might give us a glimmer of what the next step could be, or what would give us passion, what would give us that life force, that energy to just move forward when we are in a dark brown, muddy stage. Really, when you're in a brown stage, you're wanting to ask yourself, well, who am I? What am I for? So when you're in this period, you just need to take it easy, have some patience with yourself, and be very, very gentle on yourself. And of course, wearing coppers and beige colors will just help you feel a lot safer on the planet. Good luck with this part of your journey.